Okay, let's sit and meditate for a few minutes. Hanam pavana sapaknang. The word for breath in Thai is the same as the word for wind. So today, don't let the outside wind obscure your inside wind. The weather does what it does. There's not much you can do about it. You can do something about the state of your mind, though, where you're focused, what you do with what you're focused on. So try to work with the breath in a way that you find interesting, a way that you find comfortable, energizing when you need energy, relaxing when you need to be relaxed. And as for the things you can't change, well, think of your awareness being like a big screen on a window. The wind blows through the screen, but it doesn't get caught in the screen. The screen stays where it is. Whatever else just blows right through. There are lots of things in life that you can't control. And if you try to go around putting out fires that you didn't set or that other people want to keep burning, well, that's their business. You don't have to go putting them out. Your responsibility is for what you're doing. Areas where you can be of help, you're happy to be of help, but a lot of things you can't control. And you'll have to learn how to put them aside. This is the problem of being aware. You can't choose what you're going to be aware of, but you can be choosy about what you focus on and what you do with it. That's what mindfulness and alertness and all the other good qualities we're working on in the meditation are all about. With mindfulness, you keep a certain framework in mind. Let go of anything that doesn't fit in with the framework, anything that's irrelevant to the framework. And then with that framework, you have an idea of what comes past that you can deal with and how to deal with it. And the ardency is what reminds you that if you don't deal with these things skillfully, there's going to be trouble. That's what keeps you going. That's what keeps you on target, the realization that your actions really do make a difference. So even though there are areas that you can't control, there are some areas in your life where your actions make all the difference, and that's what you want to focus on. So keep that in mind as you go through the day. Wind can blow through. The winds of change are all over the place. And you have to figure out, okay, which winds of change you're going to just let blow around and which ones you're going to have to put shelter up against and which ones you're actively going to resist. It's not like just going along with the flow is going to end your suffering. There's sometimes we have to go against the flow. But you have to be choosy. You have to choose your battles. And as for things you can't fight, just let them pass. Because they're not the real problem anyhow.